We need good news rather than bad news, right? Because everywhere we turn around, there's bad news. There's always something worse rather than something better. In this world, the Bible said you would have tribulation. But he said that we need to realize he has overcome the world. We overcome the world by what? The blood of the Lamb. The word of our testimony that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he's supreme, superior, preeminent, that he's in charge of our life. So regardless of what's going on around about you, no matter how bad it is, good is the word of the Lord. The gospel is the good news, not the bad news. It's always something that builds you up rather than tears you down. It's something that will uplift you in its glory rather than be a downward spiral of depression. His word is light. And in that light, there isn't any darkness at all. So there's no defeat, no darkness, no death, no destruction in the Word of God. So we sure could use a little good news today. Or we need a lot of good news. So good is the Word of God. It's good for us all the time. It's a healing word. It's a delivering word. It's a cleansing word. It's a saving word. It's a word that comes with power. It's penetrating. It's radiating. It's life-giving. It's illuminating. The fire of His word is something that ignites you, that excites you. It is a wonderful word of hope. When you feel hopeless, when you look at hopeless all around you, that should never absorb you or become you. Your hope is in the Lord. You look unto Jesus, the author and completer of your faith, of your salvation, of everything that you have become, a child of light, not of darkness. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. And so that which is from above is what we are to set our affections on. We look unto Jesus, not unto other authorities, not unto other powers, not under other principalities, not under those that are the rulers of the darkness of this world, but we're looking unto Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the supreme, the superior, the preeminent, the Lord God Almighty. He is the great physician, the great I Am. He happens to be with you as Emmanuel, the Christ of God with you, so that you're never alone, you're never walking alone, you're never by yourself going through any trouble, trial, or tribulation that He promised to deliver you out of. You never walk through that difficulty by yourself. You never walk through the trials, the tests, the tribulations, the difficulty, or trying on your faith by yourself. You always have Him with you. You always have Him alongside to help you. He said He would be your help in time of trouble. Well, we're troubled on every side. You look to the right, you look to the left, you look behind you, you look in front of you. All around you is darkness and trouble and defeat and bad news. But we have God on our side. If God be for you, who can be against you?